Hey, Pool Chasers. Welcome to episode 125. So last Thursday, Pleatco announced the winners of the 2020 Perfect Pool Guy and Gal Awards. On this episode, we get to know Jesse Gist and Shannon Sellers. And let me tell you, they are two very dedicated, exceptional people. We discuss how they got into the industry, what their current positions are in their companies, what it was like entering, competing, and winning the contest, and what 2021 holds for each of them. We can see why they were selected as the winners, and we are very excited to see what the future looks like for both of them. Congratulations, Jesse and Shannon. Having
fun! Welcome to your go-to podcast for the pool and spa industry. My name is Tyler Rasmussen.
And my name is Greg Viafania. And this is the Pool Chasers Podcast.
All right, so Batista, we had you on in September to kind of discuss the Pool Guy and Gal contest and how people could enter and vote. We're now at the point where you guys have selected your winners, and we're super excited to meet them here today. But first, can you share with us a little bit about this year's contest and the entries you received?
Yeah, hey, thanks for having us back, guys. Really appreciate and really appreciated the last episode. A lot of great feedback from that, and thanks again.
Yeah,
it's good to be here. A lot's happened in the world, let alone in the Pleatco world, but in this world of the Pleatco Pool Guy and Gal contest, we ran the contest for the first time online this year, and it was a huge success. I mean, it was tremendous. We had a fantastic response from our co-sponsors, Genesis and the Pool and Hot Tub Association, in particular, Aqua Magazine, our media partner, who really did great guns pushing the contest out into the industry. We had over 150 nominations this year, which is the best we've ever had. Amazingly high caliber of nominations as well. We culled those 150 down to around about 70, which we then put up on the website for voting. Everything gets checked off. In particular, we do a very big cross-reference check with our voting system. You know, we got down to the 16 finalists, and from that point went through a judging process, interviews and checking references and the whole bit, arrived at this point with our ultimate winners, which you're going to meet today.
Very cool. So you seem to have lots of success kind of doing the online platform then, huh?
Yeah, you know, we generally take this and do our awards presentation and the whole wrap of the contest at the International Pool and Spa Show. But obviously that didn't occur this year. So it was an interesting take. I'm glad we had the ability to pivot. I'm glad that, you know, that we can still find community within the pool and spa industry, even online. So it was very successful. We learned a lot along the way, what to do, what not to do. I think it was a good success, and it was good vibe getting out there in the industry and keeping our brand in front of people and making sure that we honor the pool and spa service people in the right way, like we have over the last 14 years.
Yeah, that's awesome that you guys were able to do that. So why don't you introduce us to this year's winners?
Oh, absolutely. I take great pleasure and pride in doing that. So our first winner for the 2020 Pleatco Perfect Pool Guy Award is Jesse Gist from Gallagher Pools and Spas in Westminster, Maryland. Jesse ran a great race and had previously been nominated a year or so ago and came back and took the prize this year. So that's Jesse. And then our pool gal for 2020 is Shannon Sellers of Jeff's Pools and Spas in Brunswick, Georgia. She is amazing. So I'm going to be quiet now and let you guys talk to the people who matter. There you go.
No, that's so awesome. And congratulations to both of you. And, you know, we want to get to know you both a little bit more. So maybe you can share how you got into the industry and just a little bit about yourself. And we'll start with you, Shannon.
Okay, so thanks for having me, guys. I'm Shannon Sellers from Jeff's Pool and Spa in Brunswick, Georgia. I grew up in the military family. My dad was in the Army for 18 plus years. When I was 11, we moved to a small little town in Hazelhurst, Georgia. And that's primarily where my roots were from, my parents' parents were from. So we hung out there for about a year. And when I was 12, I lost both my parents. And then from 12 on, I've kind of just been in this survival mode, being independent and just trying to sustain a life at such a young age. I had two older sisters that were a few years older than me. So they kind of had the same struggles, not having your parents and trying to live a life and maintain themselves. So living in Hazelhurst for a couple years, me and my sisters moved to Brunswick, Georgia. I was probably about 21 at that time. And from there, I did little small end jobs as far as warehouse work. And then the warehouse work led me to the cabinet industry, where I finished custom cabinets that we built. And then I'd say 2007, I started dating a guy, which is now my fiance, that had just opened up his first pool store. And so we dated a couple years, had two kids, and the industry took a fall, the economy took a fall, and people weren't building custom cabinets. So I'm pretty much out of a job and decided to join the pool industry and come aboard my fiance's pool company. And so I've been with him in his pool company for over 10 years now. I started, you know, from the bottom. I was the first female he ever had working in his company to be out in the field, which is very intimidating. I felt like I had, you know, a lot to learn, and being the only female, I had a lot to stand up for, you know, as a woman in a male's world predominantly. So again, I start from the bottom. I can remember riding with one of our head service technicians for maybe a week or two, and him just kind of show me the routes as far as how things operate, what this is and what that is. And I specifically remember one day being out with him, and he's going over an equipment with me, the sand filter. This specific pool had a Rainbow 300, and I stepped on the hose and it snapped it at the nipple of the PVC. And I thought, oh my God, you know, this thing's fixing to explode. It's fixing to drain the pool. And he kind of took that and teased me a little bit, like, oh my gosh, Shannon, quit this, that, quit this. And had me in panic mode when I know now, you know, it wasn't nothing but a simple fix. But that little nipple I still have to this day, 10 years later. And sometimes I come across it in one of my drawers and just kind of reminds me of where I started from. So yeah, I started riding around with the guys, and then finally was put in a truck by myself doing maintenance. I did that for several years, probably 6 years doing maintenance, training guys. I was the lead trainer, trained all of our new hires. And I kind of got burnt out on it a little bit, so wanted to change things up. And that led to being a quality control manager, just going behind the guys and making sure they're doing the jobs that our customers are paying us for. So I did that maybe a year or two. And then in that time, also, we had opened up another pool store in St. Mary's, Georgia. And an opening was available, and that gave me the opportunity to kind of get out of the field for a little bit and go into the store and work that aspect of the pool industry. So I've been a retail manager for the past, I don't know, 5 years or so, 3, 4, 5 years, something like that. So I'm primarily in the store in the wintertime, where I manage our maintenance team. I have 3 or 4 employees under me. Our routes are smaller in the wintertime, so I'm able to come into the retail store and do office work. People aren't swimming, right? Water temperatures are under 80 degrees. It's too cold, so routes are shorter, and it gives the opportunity for the guys to learn more and do more of that physical work and let the veterans kind of do a little bit of office work for a chance. And then when summertime kicks in, green pools are my specialty. So that's where I am in the summertime, hitting those green pools. And here I am today, now Pleatco's perfect pool gal.
No, that's a great story. So you guys run your pool service and repair division out of the pool store? You have like a warehouse where you're storing all the chemicals and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, so we've got a bigger store. We call it our main store in Brunswick, Georgia. Most of our service guys run out of there. It's got a Georgia warehouse that's fully stocked. So most of the service guys run out of there, along with a full maintenance team of about 6 maintenance guys, 4 service guys. And then my store here in St. Mary's, we don't have as much overhead as the Brunswick store. So I only run 2 service technicians, and then 1 other employee beside myself.
Very cool. And I'm curious, what do you think separates you from a lot of other people? Obviously, you have a lot of interaction with other swimming pool industry professionals. What do you do, or what do you think that you do that separates you? I mean, you're taking more time to educate yourself on different things. Like, what do you think it is?
Yeah, I think what sets me apart is I have the opportunity, being partially owner of the businesses, to kind of do what I want as far as, do I want to work out in the field today? Do I want to work in the store today? Some pool technicians, they only have a route and that's it. They don't get the chance to do the retail side, you know, to be a sales rep, to talk to our actual sales rep that come into the stores and build that relationship. So, and I actually get a lot of support, knowledge from those guys that come and sell us their products. So I think that that gives me an upper hand. And I think women have a little more attention to detail than men do in aspects of cleaning, servicing pools. So I like to think that I'm a cut above.
Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So maybe you're like really organized and just have that attention to detail and different things like that.
Oh, absolutely. I may have a trainee with me and he's cleaning the pool and tells me he's done, but I go behind him like, hey, man, you got to get this. You got to get that. If I see it, why don't you see it? You know, so I pride myself on taking special note on small details like that.
Right. Very good. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story with us. So, Jesse, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got into the swimming pool business?
Yeah, man. I born and raised in the same town that my company is in. I've lived here my entire life.
And where's that?
Westminster, Maryland. So it's Northern Maryland is where it's at, right near the Mason-Dixon line. It separates Maryland and Pennsylvania. I've got into the industry as a 19-year-old looking for a summer job. And then it kind of just rolled from there. I never left. I've been with the same company for, August was 20 years that I've been with Gallagher Pools and Spas. You know, I'm a family guy too. You know, I have three kids. My wife and I have three kids. So balancing work and all that is quite challenging at times, but it's worth it at the end of the day. You know, I pride myself on, just like Shannon said, you know, I want the customer to know, no matter who it is, if I'm in their backyard, things are going to get done the right way. You know, I'm going to treat their stuff as I would treat my own. So, I mean, that's kind of what I pride myself on. It's had its ups and downs, you know, through the economy and all that kind of stuff the last couple of years. But it's a pretty rewarding job when you can turn trash into gold. You know what I mean?
Sure.
You know, because we have a shorter swim season here than most. I mean, our swim season is really only 4 or 5 months for most people. So it's a quick turnaround. You feel like you just get done opening them and then you got to go right back around and start closing them all up. So that's a little bit about what I do.
For sure. What is Gallagher Pools exactly? I mean, is that, do you own the company or do you?
No, absolutely not. I do not own it. Randy Gallagher is the owner. He's second generation owner. The company's been around since 1976. His dad started the company from scratch. I mean, they were literally a one truck, you know, company for a while. And they actually got started in the company off of Anthony Pools. They were doing all their startups for them.
Oh, wow.
So Randy bought the company 10 years ago or so from his dad. And now he has his son-in-law will be the third generation owner of this company. He's the one that nominated me for the Pool Guy of the Year award. And, you know, they're phenomenal, phenomenal people. I mean, you're not going to meet better people than any of them. I mean, it's just being here 20 years and, you know, seeing the ins and outs of the company and, you know, hanging out with them outside of work. And, you know, it's a pretty cool situation I'm in.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they appreciate your commitment to the business being there, you know, 20 years. So where did you start in the business? Did you come on as a service technician?
No, I started from the bottom as a helper, you know, riding around with another technician. And, you know, I was quick through the ranks. I mean, I think I was only labeled a helper for 2 months or something like that. And then I was in my own truck You know, just going around maintenance stuff, you know, cleaning pools, weeklies, bi-weeklies, monthlies, and those things. And then I still remember the first time I got involved in the technical side of things, working on equipment and things like that. And, you know, I just took the ball and ran with it. I mean, 20 years ago, training and the technology and all that kind of stuff was way different. You had all the old heads that were out on the road, you know, previous that came in, you know, and they were the guys. When you called Pentair, that's who you talked to. When you called Jandy, that's who you talked to. You know, you didn't. Now it's, you know, that's my one thing with this industry that I would like to see changed is instead of me calling a tech line to get help, you know, those guys are literally reading stuff out of the same books I am. And I'm not knocking them because they're doing their job, but it's just one of those deals where the old school way of training, they challenged you. They didn't tell you what was wrong. You know what I mean? That's how I learned, you know, and I had the ability to ride around with some really knowledge. The general manager at the company that I work for is, I think he's been in this with this company 37 years. And he is a phenomenal pool mind. I mean, you can ask him anything and he's going to lead you in the right direction to get it fixed.
Right. So what are you currently doing now? What's your position right now?
So I'm the head service guy and service assistant service manager is what my role is here. But I mean, I do electronic troubleshooting from top to bottom. If it's on your pool, I'm going to be able to fix it pretty much is what I do. I mean, I do all our safety cover installs, leaks. I mean, cleaning, but I still clean pools to this day too. I mean, I think every pool guy still cleans pools at some point, but you know, the main thing is the service part of it. You know, somebody calls, my heater's not working, I'm the guy that's going out there to take care of it, you know?
Right. That's a really important position in any pool service company is the service manager. Once we took on our service manager, Kyle, which is now the producer, it was game changing for our business because when you get a good service manager in there that really knows how to communicate with the team, keep them organized, kind of keep the logistics of the warehouse intact and just making sure that everything is as sound as possible. But, you know, you've been doing it for a while. Do you have any tips for any people out there, either one looking for a service manager or just trying to maybe be a better service manager? You have any tips for those people?
I mean, the big thing is commitment, man. I mean, it's truly, you have to be committed to, I mean, for me, there's nobody above me that can get the jobs done. If you know what I'm saying, there's nobody there that's going to find the answers. I'm the guy that's going to find the answers. You got to be willing to go out of your way to make it happen. I mean, when there's nobody behind you to finish jobs, you have to be the one, no matter what the issue is, you got to be the one to figure it out.
I like that. Yeah. Like it's mindset. You have to know that it, you know, starts and ends with you as a service manager. So whatever problems come up, you have to have that mindset that no matter what, I'm going to take care of this. I'm going to educate my guys on how to handle this in the future. And all that good stuff. So very cool.
We're big on, I mean, not to cut you off, but we're big on training here. I mean, we have a pretty much a schoolroom at our shop that we do training all winter long. I mean, we'll have, you know, Pentair, Jandy. I mean, we were an AquaCal dealer. We would have them come and outside companies will come too. And we'll, you know, they'll give their spiel, they'll bring their trailers or whatever, and we'll have training classes at our location here. I mean, we're big on educating our guys here, you know, and giving them the ability to succeed out in the field. I mean, I think that's a big thing in this industry, man, is continuing your education because technology is advancing so fast in this industry that if you don't stay on top of the classroom stuff in your downtime, it's almost impossible to advance, in my opinion, in this industry.
Right. And do you see your team, do you get them fired up for training? Are they kind of on the same page as you? Because I always found that to be a little bit difficult in, you know, motivating them and like, man, how can I make this more fun and cool? And, you know, you're learning a trade. You know, you go watch electricians or HVAC people. We've talked about this all the time. There's other trades that I feel like they just take things more serious. You know, If they were a journeyman, they value their toolbox and the tools within it, and they like to be clean and all these different things. But, you know, we're always trying to get you know, kind of on that level. You know, has that been a struggle or?
It's tough with the younger guys. I mean, you know, when we have a couple crew guys here that are, you know, not 18, 19 years old, and it's tough to motivate those guys. I just always try to, you know, there's got to be somebody to come into this business that can do what I do. So that's really my motivation behind getting them pumped up to try to learn something. I always, you know, we have the ability now where I've been going, I've had one of our crew leaders has been with me in like a training role over the last couple of weeks to just get him outside his comfort zone and allow him to see things that he normally wouldn't see on his routes that he would run. But it's tough. I mean, I look at it as if you don't learn something new every day, then why are you doing it? So, I mean, I try to really push the younger guys in this company to be able to set themselves up to succeed down the road. But it's tough. Those, you know, mass classes you go to, you know, the distributors put on, you know, they're monotonous, you know, it's hard to stay focused in those, but I still go to all of them to this day and, you know, go with my guys and make sure they're focused on the task at hand, which is learning about what we're there to learn about. That's the toughest part is energizing this younger generation to want to go out there and do the same things that I'm doing.
Yeah. And I think they want to see results. So one of the coolest things that we ever saw was when you actually had a representative of a manufacturer or whatever come into the shop and they would show you something, and maybe not everybody is fully paying attention, but some are. But when they actually get to apply those things that they learned in the field, they get psyched on it and they bring that energy into the next meeting. So, you know, when they come in at the end of the day and they said, oh, you know, we just had Pentair or Polarex or whoever, you know, in to do that training. It's like, I tried that on that job and it worked on the automation or the water chemistry or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
I feel like that really gets people psyched up. I know it has for us when we've educated our stuff online or talked to people, and then you actually go in the field and it's like, oh, that worked. Because it doesn't always work.
No.
You know, we all know that.
Absolutely.
Very cool.
Yeah, super
thank you for exciting. Sharing all that.
Yeah, man.
Our passion to seek pool industry knowledge and being able to share that knowledge with you is the reason we started Pool Chasers. Turns out Pentair has several ways for you to gain knowledge as well. Take, for example, the Pentair Master Service Program. This is a program designed to recognize dealers, service technicians, and other pool professionals for completing desired training modules. It gives you the tools you can use to troubleshoot Pentair installations in the field and become a master of Pentair product knowledge. Be rewarded for educational activities designed to enhance your Pentair knowledge as you move through the certification levels. With three levels to work through, becoming a certified Pentair professional has never been easier. It's training that rewards you and your business. But the real value comes from building your confidence in the field to ensure the customer loyalty you need to keep your business growing. We encourage you to check this out. So to become a certified Pentair professional today, visit PentairPartners.com or click the link in the write-up below. Primate Pool Tools are the creators of the first carbon fiber poles in the industry. They use aerospace-grade carbon fiber that makes them 5 times stronger than aluminum, which allows you to cut through water with ease. They have options for residential and commercial service and offer 3 models of poles as well as an extension system that can extend your reach up to 40 feet. Not only that, but they are made here in the USA, come with a 1-year commercial warranty, and you get access to their top-notch customer service. Primate is excited to announce that they will be releasing custom Primate poles. Stand out from the crowd by grabbing a limited edition pole with original art designed by the Primate team. They're coming soon to Primate Web Store at PrimatePoolTools.net. And when you place your order, don't forget to use PoolChasers10 at checkout for $10 off. To find out more, check out episode 104 of the podcast or click the link below. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like the common denominator between you both, and I can see why you've been chosen for this position, is just you've put in the time and the years, and your level of knowledge is very high, which is pretty awesome to see. So, you know, again, congratulations to you both. And let's kind of talk about a little bit about the process for you. What was the entry kind of like and the voting process like for you both?
For me, as soon as I seen Pleatco announce that the nominations were open, I immediately went to social media and I just made a small post, you know, like, hey, this is me sitting over here waiting to be nominated. right off the bat got several comments. How can I nominate you, Shannon? How can I nominate you? Which was great, you know, because that's what I wanted, to be nominated.
Super cool.
And then, Pleatco then a couple weeks later put up their nominees, and I seen I was nominated. Yes. Okay. And then found out a couple weeks later after that, that I had made it to the top 10.
Yeah. Did you reach out to those same people on social media and have them vote for you and stuff? And,
oh yeah, of course. So once I found out it was time for voting, that I was at least top 10, then I really pushed on social media, you know, come on guys. So I've made it, please vote for me. I didn't push too hard, 'cause I thought, you know, my work speaks for itself. You like me, you'll vote for me. If not, I won't get your vote. Okay. So, I made one post on each thing. I didn't, you know, continuously post, hey, vote for me. Hey, vote for me. Again, I just felt like, you guys know me, and if you want to vote for me and believe in me the way I do, then I'll get the votes.
Yeah. Which you obviously did. So that's awesome.
That's really cool to participate in this, because I feel like there's not too many things in this industry that you can really add to your resume, or, you know, your LinkedIn profile, whatever it is that you want to use this. It's really cool to be able to take this and kind of apply it to pretty much, just your resume what you've done in the pool industry. So that's really cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. I don't know of any other competition like this that spotlights the pool industry, maintenance people in the pool industry, besides, you know, a certificate for completing this course, or a certificate for this course that you've done online, or an hour in class face to face. So I'm very appreciative and thankful that Pleatco recognizes us hard workers.
Yeah, Greg and I were talking about that the other day, about just it's just a kind of different type of contest. You know, there's awards for builders and for pools and for, you know, the number top 50 service companies and stuff like that, but that doesn't highlight the individuals necessarily. And it's pretty cool that this contest highlights individuals. So yeah, it's awesome. What about you, Jesse? How was that process for you?
I mean, it was fun. I mean, my Josh is the gentleman that nominated me for the award. And it was, you know, we made a lot of fun out of it. I mean, he rode around with me for a day and brought the drone, and, you know, flew the drone up, and, you know, it was pretty cool, you know. And then we have a pretty big social media following, and I mean, we're just well known in our area in general. So, I mean, he only put it on Facebook one time, and I think the video that we attached to it had 2,000 views or something like that in a couple days. So, I mean, it was pretty fun. I mean, it was, he's a guy that he's our marketing guy too. So he's good with all that stuff and, you know, getting it all out there so everybody can see it. So we had a lot of fun with it for sure.
That's super cool. We should always take advantage of those opportunities, you know, in our business to have some fun and make the most of it. And absolutely, you guys went all out. That's pretty sweet. You know, fly the drone, do some, you know, in the life videos in the truck and in the field.
Yep.
That's cool.
It was
you guys
fun.
Shot all that and then sent it. Oh, you sent not only to Pleatco, but it was kind of just in social media so that people could.
So I think the nomination part of it, he like typed something. I can't remember exactly what it said on Facebook, but he just typed something up, and it was just like he attached a video to the nomination, which was recommended through Pleatco. So, you know, we did that. And I think 2017 was when I was entered in this contest before. And we did the same type of thing then as well. We just made it a little more personable this time. We had, like, before it was literally just a video showing me working. I didn't talk or anything like that. So we, you know, he asked me some questions and I answered them and just made it a little more personable this time through.
Yeah, I watched the video. It's pretty awesome. Pleatco sent it over to us. And I thought it was it's pretty well done. I mean, especially for an entry type video, I thought you did a really good job with the drone shots and your interaction with it and kind of showing you in the backyard working and what you do on a day to day, like Greg said, a kind of a day in the life of what you do. And
yeah, man,
it's really awesome. So we'll have to share that maybe and see. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I gotta say, guys, just to jump in here, we weren't sure if we were meant to give Jesse the Pool Guy Award or an Academy Award for his video. it was like sitting around just watching, and we watched it like 3 or 4 times, like, wow, look at this guy, like this is real. We've had some pretty funny videos presented to us. One of my favorite one was where this guy out of Kansas decked himself out as a filter cartridge. Like, he made this big costume, filter cartridge costume, and then he goes running up and down the highway, like trying to convince people to, like, you know, stop at his store and stuff. Like, it was hysterical. So, Jesse's video was superb, and you know, obviously the Gallagher people are just top notch, and Shannon's she's got like she's got this little force of friends around her. I tell you, they came out in droves and voted. But listen, at the end of the day, it wasn't about the votes. We take about 50% of the competition judging, and actually these guys went through a very rigorous process where we interview them, we check on their references, and in every case these guys were just shining. But just sort of jump in and let you know a little bit about that side of the contest.
Yeah. Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, yeah, our vision of what the perfect pool guy and gal is changing. It's not the, would you say before, maybe a white shirt, white shorts, serving a martini. the first picture you saw back in the day, Batista.
Yeah, yeah, that was so funny. And yeah, that's what it was. That's when I came up with the idea, was like, you know, this picture of this, you know, pristine looking guy with big pearly whites and dressed in white and, you know, standing at a pool, which was just immaculate, with this woman in the front, you know, reclining back with a martini. Like, that's the perfect pool guy.
Impossible.
But as it turns out, these guys are the perfect pool guy and gal, right? I mean, listen to the caliber of conversation and the dedication. And it's really about heart. And these people don't get rewarded, and they are the backyard heroes. I mean, these people do this day in and day out, and it's just extraordinary. And I'd much rather give kudos to a Shannon and Jesse than a Brad Pitt. You know what I mean? Like, they deserve everything they can get. And this award is something to put on a resume. This award changes people's lives, because if you use it and you market it well, you're always a pool gal, perfect pool gal, and always a perfect pool guy. It doesn't end. It doesn't end at the end of the year.
Right.
And it's a badge of honor for sure.
Totally agree. Yeah. If I were you, Shannon, I'd have something blown up, you know, put in front of the store. Like,
I'm looking into getting a billboard.
there you go. World famous 2020 perfect pool gal at this
you
store.
Know, I want to rub it in all the other pool companies.
Very cool. I love
it's
it.
Really cool. Yeah, we couldn't agree more about you, Suds. That's well said. So, where were you guys both when you got the call that you won, and what was kind of your response?
Yeah, so for me, I was in the shop, and Bat called and congratulated me for being Pleatco's Perfect Pool Gal 2020. And
you started dancing like you are now on the screen?
Yes, I Bat could have seen me that day. Definitely was doing some behind the scene dancing. And honestly, I was just kind of shocked and didn't know what to say besides thanking Bat for picking me. But as soon as we got off the phone and I sat down and I just kind of took a minute to absorb it and be like, oh my God, is this real? And I actually teared up and cried just a little bit. But yeah, I was just more than thankful. And I'm still kind of pinching myself. Is this still real?
That's really cool. And I see you like to dance. Did you immediately, is there like a song you have picked out that you had to play on your Spotify? I know I do that sometimes. If I'm in a certain mood, I'm like, I need that song. That's the song I listen to when I win.
Yeah, yeah, of course. There's always, you know, a song, a go-to song. But I always like to make up little rhymes and little songs and stuff. So, you know, I was making up my own little tune that day, my own little song to dance to that day.
Very cool. Very cool.
Super cool. What about you, Jesse?
Yeah, I was out on the road at a customer's house. I was actually just pulled in the driveway to a job and Bat called. And I mean, I was like, are you serious? I mean, really? And he was like, yeah, it's you. And I was like, well, I probably said some things that I can't say on here, but I was surprised, to be honest with you, that I actually won it. I mean, it, you know, we're trying before and not, I mean, I made it to the final group the first time I did this. To actually win this thing, it's like Shannon said, it's still hard to believe in a way, you know, that it's actually me that got chosen. And you know, I'm just looking forward to working with everybody involved and enjoying it while it lasts, you know.
Yeah. And what was the reaction from company and friends and family and stuff like that?
The guy that nominated me, I instantly called him. He was the first one I called. My wife was a little upset with me that I didn't call her first, but I instantly called him, and he was just through the roof for me. So, you know, and the company is, I mean, we're very grateful, you know, because I look at this as not just an individual award. In my opinion, it is an individual award, but it's for my company too.
Yeah, you know? It's a team effort to get to that point.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, everybody here was through the roof, and I haven't really told Bat. Pretty much told me you can't tell anybody, so I've been true to that, and I haven't really told anybody other than my coworkers, and I don't even know that all of them know, to be honest with you. But and then just my close family, a couple buddies, I let the cat out of the bag with. But
was your wife and your friends stoked as well?
Oh, dude, my wife was like, "You're kidding me, right? You're kidding me." And I was like, "No, I'm not kidding you." And she was like, "You're kidding me." I was like, "No, I'm not kidding you." So, yeah, but she was super excited. She's looking forward to meeting everybody as well. So it should be a good time.
Very cool. What about you, Shannon? What was the reaction of the company and friends and family?
Yeah, so like Jesse said, Bat had asked us to keep it confidential besides telling immediate family and friends. But so I really have not told anyone. Of course, I told my fiance, Jeff, and his reaction was he had no doubt. He knew I had it in the bag. He's a lot more confident than I am. So he had no doubt. So I'm kind of one of those that I follow the rules. I like to do as I'm told type of person. So Bat said, keep it confidential. And I thought too, you know, I don't want to tell too many people. It'll be more exciting when it's announced through Pleatco for everybody, not just myself, but for those I haven't told. So I'm keeping my lips sealed.
Very cool. So now that you have, you know, the title and once this gets all announced, what are you most excited for moving into the new year?
Yeah, for me. So I'm most excited to sell more Pleatco filters and boasting about winning. It's never do I get to boast about winning anything, but, you know, definitely not the perfect Pleatco girl. So I'm going to capitalize on this as much as I can. And I'm really looking forward to bragging and just kind of rubbing it in my coworker's face. And, you know, for me, it's just really prideful because, like I said earlier, Jeff has never had another female work for him out in the field. I was the first to kind of lay that platform down for some of the other females we have had work for us. So I'm just really proud of it. And I want a billboard made.
I feel like it's a full kind of circle for you, I'm sure, you know, with what you said, you've been hustling since you were 12 years old, and you put all this effort in, and you now get highlighted, and it seems like you're really humble, which is cool, but it's just about time you get to brag on yourself and brag on your accomplishments and have other people brag on you. And that's pretty awesome, because you do seem like you are very humble about everything you do, and this is a time where now you get to be celebrated for all that hard work, so I bet it's
yeah,
very exciting.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I'm not very good about talking about myself. I'm not one of those people that like to talk about themselves. I'm just one that likes to work. If something needs done, I put my head down and I do it with 100%. And I've always been like that. Like I said earlier, you know, got to survive. And there's only one person that's going to do that, and that's self.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just having that confidence, you know, knowing that, you know, you won this because you are worthy of it, and taking that confidence and just moving forward with it, I think is going to go a long way.
I really appreciate it. It's hard for me to say worthy of it and stuff. Like I said, I'm not used to and don't like talking about myself like that, but I really appreciate those kind words. And they do mean a lot to hear somebody say that I'm worthy of this award.
Right. What about you, Jesse? What's changing for you going into the next year?
I mean, we're going to take full advantage of me winning this thing, obviously. you know, the marketing end of it and the advertising end of it. I mean, what I'm looking forward to is challenging some of my guys to maybe go into this thing and get nominated next year. You know, challenge them to, you know, want to fill this role too, you know, I mean, one of those type of things. You know, but once the cat's out of the bag, I might brag a little bit, but like Shannon, I'm not one to pat myself on the back. I'm one to just, you know, go in there and get the work done, you know, but it's a pretty cool achievement for sure.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah. What's Batista, what's the upcoming year kind of look like for these two?
The good thing is it is a bit life-changing. If you take what's on offer to help your company, to help yourself personally as well. You know, the biggest prize that we have is from Genesis. They present, you know, their training courses, of which both Jess and Shannon will be attending. And that takes you and your skill set to a different level. Those guys are phenomenal. And they are the best in the business when it comes to training and really set the standard. So that in itself is a massive part of winning this prize is really the education component. And working with the great people at, you know, Pool and Hot Tub Association gets them into a network, quite frankly. They'll be in discussions with the best of the best in the industry. And by the way, these two people that you're talking to are the best of the best in the country. And actually, that's staggering.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Oh, and Canada too. We get a lot of entries from Canada too. So, but yeah, and it, you know, it's very rare to be the best of the best in a massive country like America. So, you know, we give them a full advertising campaign. They're on the back cover of every magazine in December, whether it's Aqua Magazine, Pool and Spa News, Service Industry News, Pool Pro, Spa Retailer, all the magazines, all the publications that mean something in this business. That's where the promotion starts at that point. Part of the prize is they get a decal for their truck or a shop window or a billboard if she wants the billboard.
There's your billboard, Shannon.
but really, you know, the thing is that it can help leverage the business. And we had one winner win. He had like a round of 50 pools. He's now got 450 pools that he does per month. And five guys working for him. And it completely changed his life because everyone wants to have the perfect pool guy or gal do their pool, trust me. So it's it's life changing that way. But the thing is that the award never ends. Once you get to the top, you're always at the top. And Shannon alluded to selling Plico product. It's not about that at all, quite frankly. We had one winner who was like, oh, "Bad, I'm not sure I can accept the award. I use Unicell." I'm like, "Dude, I don't care. You're the perfect pool guy. That's what we're celebrating. Let's take the marketing aspect out of this and understand that this is about recognizing the backyard heroes, and this is about supporting the industry from the grassroots up. So, you know, I'm just really excited for these guys, and I'm going to be quiet now because, quite frankly, what they say is way more interesting than me. So there you go.
Yeah, thanks for that, Batista. I have one more question for you, though, before we wrap it up. What do you think you saw in these two that really stood out, and, you know, for future contests and stuff, what did you see that made them be the perfect pool guy and gal?
Yeah, really great question. It's the combination. And you can see it's dedication, it's longevity in the industry. It's love and passion for what they do. And the fact that they're so humble and they support everyone around them. And, you know, I think that's the secret sauce. And you know, in Jesse's case and Shannon's case, they hand the cradle down. They train their people. They support the people coming up. And that's the foundation of the industry. Is really, if you're at the top, you make sure that quality control and that ethic and those moral values of which you're in the business for are given down to the people underneath you. As a millennial as you get, you know, there's some substance to this business, which is you are going into people's lives. You are going to their backyards. You are making their world safe and enjoyable for their friends and family. That's a big responsibility. So yeah, I think it's these guys. Obviously, you just heard they are the real thing. Yeah. They are day in and day out, living, breathing, perfect pool guy and perfect pool gal.
Very well said.
Thank you, Bat.
Very well said. Yeah, and after talking with them, you know, we can definitely tell why you selected them. And we've met past Perfect Pool guys and gals, and they really are the best of the best. So it's a really big honor for you guys to be a part of it. You get to now be a part of that Pleco community, which is pretty awesome in itself. Everybody that we've ever met that's won has a really cool kind of interaction with the other winners and has built this kind of relationship between each other to lean on and things. So it's a super cool honor, and we're stoked for both of you and see what's going on, you know, in this next coming year. But this definitely won't be the last time we talk to you, for sure.
All right. Well, thank you all very much for being with us on the show. And once again, congratulations on winning the Perfect Pool Guy, Pool Gal Award for 2020.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, Pool Chasers. Thanks for checking out this episode. Did you know that each episode has its own page on our website? This is where you can find more information about the guests and episode topic, as well as all the resources that we discuss throughout the show. To get to the webpage, click the link below. Also below, you will find links to the sponsors of the show, as well as links to follow us on our social media channels. On our channels, you will find some of our favorite clips and bonus material. Please follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Our tag is Pool Chasers. We also have a Facebook group for the Pool Chasers community. Here you will find like-minded professionals all looking to make each other better. One last thing. If the episode has brought you value, please check out our Patreon page to support us. And if you could please rate and review the podcast, we would love to hear what your favorite topics are. Thank you for your time and your ear.
See you out there, Pool Chasers.